VE5RY, VE5SD.
That's fine. There's no problem with that at all, but it's sometimes recalling that stuff. Gotta go back to a few pages. But I know we've had that conversation before, and we're quick writing notes when I'm knocking the guys. That's for sure. Met some real wonderful amateurs on the air here, and I continue to as well there, for sure. So, no, thank you very much for thinking of me there, and I'll be sure to give that a boo there, and to try and play around with it, and maybe we can get something that works well. We're still on this end trying to work with a rotator that got broken, and so I've got a new to me rotator to put up. So I'm going from a ham 4 to a 8-2 rotator now, and I got to repack the bearings and some lithium grease that will allow it to turn in the colder temperatures. I've been told that's the weak point on those H2 rotators. So we're going to do that and try and get the beam or get the rotator up in the air and do some work on the beam and then get a VHF Yagi up there too while we're at it. So I too have a few things to do. So how is it coming with the repeater there and all the plans you had? I think you were looking at voting receivers and things like that to sort of give it better handheld coverage all over the place there, Derek. V5ST, V5RY.
Yeah, very good, Dave. Yeah, very good on the rotor and stuff. That's one of the things that's always a challenge is keeping the rotors up and stuff. An old ham 4 rotor that kind of gave me the same kind of grief and a couple other ones. Right now I'm just running my little Cushcraft MA5B fixed onto the tower. I've been running it for a few years now, pointed sort of towards Europe. It's just a little two-element one at 30 feet. But it surprisingly works. Works well. Most of the time, it would be nice sometimes to be able to turn it, but I think what I'm going to end up doing is just put up like a tri-band vertical or something like that and just complement things that way. Put up some wire antennas and do it that way because I guess I'm doing the old rotor maintenance. So I've mounted the rotor down at the bottom before.